Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's discuss the real problem with socialism and communism. If you study these subjects, you encounter lots of abstract theories about how best to organize society, money, property, and so on. Problem is, nothing turns out the way these theories promise. Teachers who seriously want to teach the history of this planet have to include the truth about communism. The Wall Street Journal calculated that communist governments killed 100 million people, at least. So what's going on here? Why do some unlucky societies become suicidal and accept the promise of a psychopath such as Stalin, Mao, or Pol Pot? Well, it's not accurate to say that people accepted the deal. They are tricked into the deal, are coerced into the deal. In every case, we see an extraordinarily aggressive and dishonest personality who uses socialism and communism as a map or guidebook for seizing more power and then more power. The last people you want in control of your life are the control freaks eager to be your masters. They think it's natural they should control your activities, and you should slavishly obey their every order, their every mandate. I hope everyone will reflect on the bloody history of socialism and communism, so often with beautiful banners and abundant promises. The trouble is, the bigger the government, the more power is taken from the people and given to commissars and bureaucrats. Here is the essence of the matter. Communism wants you to think that their theories and plans are concerned with you and your happiness. That's a lie. Their theories are concerned with helping them gain control of you. A lot of these theories came from Karl Marx, a nobody around 1850, but he was a leader of a tiny socialist party. I think he expected his theories, grandiose and highly intellectual, to be his passport to the top of the pyramid. But he had a mean disposition. Disagreeing with his fellow socialist, he often shouted, "I will annihilate you." And that arguably is the spirit of his teachings. Now, as I was writing over the last 20 years, I was writing hundreds of education articles, I wondered more and more why the schools adopt so many disastrous ideas. I was forced to conclude again and again that the people articulating these bad ideas are not very candid about their actual goals. They promise everything will be more wonderful, but what they really want are totalitarian societies that will make them rich and powerful, but will give you a very small life indeed. The people making all these pretty promises are in reality very selfish and brutal. They will destroy anything in their way. My thesis is that normal people don't want to torture and execute people. Sicko people want to do that. And they will use the school system or anything else that helps them seize more power. Now, we have a lot of really vicious people scheming all the time. You can't trust anything they say. If you ask these people what their career is and they answer honestly, they will say, "It's grabbing and keeping power." Looking at the track records of socialist and communist governments, you really appreciate how brilliant George Orwell was. Both of his famous books explore the monsters at the top. I think of the lead characters in Animal Farms, pigs who are swine in every sense. I consider the extraordinary candor of O'Brien, the party boss in 1984. He explains that constant pain is essential for ordinary peasants and citizens. Otherwise, how do the bosses know the citizens are truly submitting, not merely pretending? Now, you have probably noticed that our public schools seem determined to teach very little information that makes America look good. In reality, American history teaches almost no genuine content of any kind. Why wake up the frog as it's about to be cooked? The corruption and decline of our schools is thoroughly exposed by the increase in know-nothing students voicing support for totalitarian tendencies. Young people who have everything, are working to take everything away from everybody else. There's a pretty picture. It seems to me the public schools have been in decline for 50 or 75 years, and that's been made possible by continually undercutting and undermining and sabotaging standards, honesty, critical thinking, knowledge, rigor, precision, and so on, every good trait. Now we have 50 million functional illiterates. I think there is a circumstantial case that the people running the school system do not care about this country. They don't care about their students or education in general. They care about destroying. For these bad people, bad education is a natural fit. They want bad education because they are the immediate beneficiaries of bad education. For them, the world is very logical. Conversely, the best way to fight this decline in morality and humanistic policies is to fight the dishonesty so common throughout our educational system. The world then becomes logical for all of us. So here's how I would sum it up. The public schools, top to bottom, are full of dishonest theories and dysfunctional methods. They don't work. They were never intended to work. Grappling with this chicanery and criminality, understanding it and exiling it from K-12, that's how we reclaim our public schools. Now, in closing, just let me mention the practical matter that I have hundreds of articles on the internet. If you're interested in some particular one of the theories or methods in the schools, just enter that in a search engine with Bruce Dietrich Price, and the search engine will find something, very probably many somethings, that will satisfy your interest. Okay, thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores seven of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. Two, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. Three, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. Four. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. Five, Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. Six, if we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. Seven, analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S., my book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.